Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hello there. This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. We are heard on the Quad Pod Network at QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy. We are also heard every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central on Z Radio Live at ZRadioLive.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And then next week, I will be bringing back Hoppy Hour Live, my talking head show, which is at NoFilter.net. Get it, got it, good. All the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com. So on this show, I say it like it is, and I never hold back. But also, I'm not politically incorrect. I'm just speaking the truth, and that's what you're going to get from Hoppy Hour. For the everyday, hardworking, average Joes who grind in life, and average Janes who grind in life. So, spread the word and tell your friends all about this riveting show that you are so fascinated by. Oh my God, this is breaking news from TMZ. Adam Levine forgets lyrics to She Will Be Loved.
But this song is always dedicated to the ladies.
Yeah.
The years are starting to catch up with Adam Levine. Maroon 5 were doing a show in Milwaukee. They were performing She Will Be Loved. Halfway through...
I'm sorry, you're in Milwaukee. That sucks.
...through the first verse, Adam starts singing the second verse of the song.
Remember... I don't care anymore. He messed up the lyrics. Remember when everybody was trying to pretend like Milwaukee was a cool city just because Giannis just won a championship there? And then the national sports media was making fun of Milwaukee, and then like the Milwaukee mayor and the Milwaukee Twitter account were like, we're a great city. We have food here and we have beer. And I was like, oh, cool, Milwaukee. Oh, and we also were home to Laverne and Shirley. And yeah, okay, good for you. Why doesn't everybody move to Milwaukee then if it's so wonderful there? I've been there like 9 times. If there was a description of the most average, not awful, but not fun city, like the most middle class, hardworking, gritty Midwest city, it would probably be Milwaukee. Like Milwaukee is so bland and so plain. It's sort of like just like one of those cities that you're given in The Sims back in the day, where it's like, hey, do you want to build a new city? And they give you like a template for a city. Milwaukee is that template for a city. There's sport teams, there's food, there's the water, there's traffic, there's buildings, not much more.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ah, this opening segment, I don't know why I hate Milwaukee so much, it's brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.com. Oh, I feel alive today. I feel wonderful. I feel amazing. Because I worked out with Devin Prasad at FitsAgeFitness.com. If you're within the Tampa Bay area, you can have him as a trainer in person. But don't freak out. Don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. If you don't live in Florida, you can still work out with Devin. At any time. Well, not at any time because he has like five kids. But you can do virtual workouts. All the info about Devin Prasad and FitsAge Fitness, go to FitsAgeFitness.com and tell them I sent you.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Someone hit me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fill.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on your favorite podcasting platform.
All of them. All of them. Every single one of them.
Here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. That the other stations are tuned in to.
Ah, in relatable news, The Weeknd nearly purchased a $70 million Bel Air mansion. I was going to last week as well. All right, this is unfortunate, but I can't play this Weeknd video because they're just splashing it with copyright sound effects. This song and that song and this song and that song, so I have to cut that out. But The Weeknd's newly purchased $70 million Bel Air mansion. Like, I wonder if when you have a mansion, if there's just parts of the house that you accept you're never going to get to know. Because think about it this way. You got to walk to that side of the house. You got to hang out there. And then you're choosing where you're going to sleep for 6 to 7 hours. It just kind of seems like having a mansion, you admit that there's not enough time in the day to be in every single room of the house. You know what I mean? And then if you have multiple houses, it's almost like you don't have an identity because you're like, oh, well, you know, this house I barely know. But I pay $10 million a month for it. You know what I mean? Well, not a month, a year. But all these celebrities, like, I don't think they really know their houses because they're out filming music videos, doing TikToks, making movies that they're not at the houses. Because you know, like, that feeling of when you come home after a long day's work and where you live feels like a home? I don't think celebrities feel that with homes because it's like, I don't know. They're never home, and they got like nine of them. So, yes, The Weeknd purchased a $70 million Bel Air mansion. I would have had more for you. Would have had more prep. I would have played the video if Spreaker was more fun about copyright notices. I'm just kidding, Spreaker. Don't delete my show. I'm just saying. You did last time. Oh, man. As we grind through life, I'm going to be 28 next week. Oh, no, Ryan, you're not that old. Why? Because you're 50, because you're 53 years old, insert listener here, and because I'm not your age, I'm young. Yeah, like time's starting to catch up with me. I'm almost 30. It's unbelievable. But then there's a lot of people my age who get jealous of these girls on OnlyFans making money. I think it's wonderful. It's talent. Well, Bad Baby, a.k.a. Cash Me Outside, how about that? Call Child Protective Services. Remember her? Yeah. She is almost retiring due to her OnlyFans paycheck. Now, the problem is she's only 18, so even if she's made enough money, she's got to, like, you know, not spend it, and she hasn't even reached her 20s yet. Just saying, like, you're going to tell me an 18-year-old that has enough money for the rest of her life, like, she's not going to blow through that by 22?
Bad Baby just revealed a major truth bomb, claiming that she could retire at the ripe age of 18, all thanks to OnlyFans, after breaking a platform record just days after turning 18.
It was weird, too, when she made that page after turning 18. I remember she would take screenshots of, like, the chat. Because on OnlyFans, I've never paid for it. But on OnlyFans, I swear, never paid for it. I swear on my life. But on OnlyFans, you can message them, you can send pictures, they can make you videos, and whatnot. And in a second, I will get to the fact that OnlyFans has postponed their ban on porn. But going back to OnlyFans, the thing is, Bad Baby would take screenshots of these messages that she was getting from her fans, and then she would post it on Snapchat and be like, hey, why don't you go to my OnlyFans page to talk to me? So while she did that, I took a screenshot of her Snapchat, and I lost the picture, but you could kind of read in the background, because it was a screenshot of her phone, of some of the messages she was getting. And oh my God, it was all these, like, middle-aged dudes who I think literally were probably attracted to her before she was 18, and, like, did a countdown. It's kind of like the those twins from back in the day from Full House. Their name's drawn a blank. Olsen twins. When all those radio shows were like, you got the countdown until they're turning 18. Jesus Christ. I feel like a lot of dudes did that with Cashion Saad. How about that? Like, all these people just signed up when she turned 18. Man, it's just...
Let's get into it.
We all remember Bad Baby, aka Danielle Bregoli, who went viral on a 2016 episode of Dr. Phil for all the wrong reasons, which resulted in the catchphrase "Cash Me Outside," in which she basically threatened the audience to square up at the age of 13.
Mm-hmm. Cash me outside, how about that?
Oh, jeez.
Since then, Danielle's controversial rise to fame has progressed as she later made her way into the rap industry, and just days after her 18th birthday back in March, found massive success on OnlyFans. So much so that she broke the OnlyFans record, making $1 million in her first 6 hours on the platform.
It's very horrifying. They're showing some of the pictures that she put on OnlyFans, and you're like, oh my God, something that good looking was born in 2003. Oh my God, she was born in 2003. Call the nursing home. I'm ready, Lord. Just take me now. You ever think about that?
So how much money has she actually made in the past 6 months?
A lot.
Well, according to her, Danielle is raking in the paychecks, as she recently caught up with Today, explaining, "When I turned 18, I started making so much money when I started doing OnlyFans," adding, "And when I say making money, I mean I could retire right now if I wanted."
Did you talk to, like, an accountant, or is this just you assuming that $2 million means you're set for the rest of your life? Like, did your accountant go, "Hey, congratulations! You exploited enough dumb middle-aged creepy men. You now have enough money to never work again." I don't really see it going like that.
Wanted to. Aside from OnlyFans, Danielle has also garnered over $2 million from brand endorsements and deals with clothing brands like Fashion Nova.
Okay, this is great and all. That Bad Baby has these endorsements, and she's killing it on OnlyFans, and she's probably making money off of the music and residuals. It's great and all. But is she going to continue this? Is this going to continue to go on? Because I think she thinks that this is going to go on forever and ever, but she's going to keep needing to reinvent herself. Like, she's going to need to begin a talk show or something. Something where we get to see, like, the different side of Bad Baby. I'm just saying, she's probably worth, I would say, $5 million right now, which is great, but you're also 18 years old, and if you want to live another 82 years, you got to keep making money.
After becoming famous for essentially rebelling against her mother and admitting to stealing her cars and credit cards during the...
Yeah, if she's taking credit cards and cars at the age of 13, yeah, I predict there's going to be a tax evasion in a few years. I'm not trying to manifest it. I'm not trying to say it's going to happen. But I'm kind of saying it.
Admitting to stealing her cars and credit cards during the sit-down with Dr. Phil, many were quick to assume that Danielle would blow her wealth early on.
Yeah.
However, there's one person in particular who always felt she would continue to succeed.
Who?
Danielle recalled, "My main business manager, who's been with me since I was like 15, when my mum had control of everything, tells me, 'Everyone thinks you're going to blow it, but I think you're going to do great.'"
Hopefully it's not like Scottie Pippen's accountant.
She isn't ashamed of the fact that she was basically handed her entry into fame and fully admitted that instead of being an embarrassment and a joke for the rest of my life, I became something successful and
Hell yeah! You go, girl.
Something that people can choose to look up to for the right reasons or choose not to. I don't give a just.
I kind of think you do care because you keep saying, "I don't care at all." And anybody who goes, "I don't care at all," they deep down really care.
Last month, Danielle took to Instagram to share proof of some of her wealth in the form of a brand new home in Florida.
Oh, thank God. I needed the proof that she was a millionaire. You didn't just have to rub it in my face.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
I'm happy for her. You know what I mean? Oh, woohoo! This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company at TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations to where you can purchase the best hot sauce in all of the Bay Area if you live in Florida in person. But guess what? Don't worry. Don't have a panic attack. If you don't live in Florida, you can order online. Tag us on social media at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce at Riding Hoppy Radio.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Like a $9,000 prostitute, please.
Why not?
Oh, okay. You have $1,000 ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. And if you got an albino, send her up too.
Why not?
Like 20 minutes. I'm going to be asleep, so get 20 up minutes. Here. I had like half a bottle of melatonin.
Me too.
Six beers. Yeah. This whole bucket of chicken. Oh, the Sandman is coming.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. How are you? Great to hear. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Oh, I have so many topics. So many things to get into. So let's get right into it. All right, enough of that. Okay. So like I said, with my ADHD, I will write down things I'm going to talk about, and then I have it in order. So here's the first thing. Just random thoughts. Like, I'll get thoughts when I'm at the gym, when I'm working out. Wrong button. When I'm working out. And I'm like, that's a really good thought. I'm going to write that down and talk about it on the podcast. So the first one is annoying musicians who send you a group message. So I don't know if it's just because I work in radio. Let me know. 856-49-HOPPY. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. You can DM me on all social media. Let me know. Do you get these mass messages from these like open mic singers who have like one EP that they released 13 years ago? And they're sending you, they're like, they'll send you a friend request and it's a real person. And they're like, "Hi, how's it going?" And then they submit their whole fucking resume to you. And they submit their, and I wouldn't swear if it was on the radio, but it's my podcast, so I'll swear. And they submit to you their whole fucking catalog in a long post. These asswipe musicians don't realize how much they are limiting themselves because these idiots want to make it in the music business. These guys go, I want to make it. Why am I not making it? Because you're pushing your music with no personality. Look at it. Jack Harlow currently talks to all his fans in the DM section. Cardi B talks to all their fans and they get to know the fan base. Beyonce with the Beehive. When you're sending me a group message without at least trying to get to know me because you're such a narcissist because you think you should be bigger in the music business, get the hell away from me with your group messages. Hi, how is your day going? I hope your day is as splendid as mine. Below is my music I made about COVID-19. Like, talk to me, homie. I want to get to know you. I'm not saying I want to be your best friend and we go out for drinks every night, but I'm also saying at the same time, like, hey, I see you work in radio. Do you like working in radio? Or if they're messaging, let's say, an accountant, hey, how has your job been during, like, talk to them like a human being before you plug your music, like a talentless hack, which you probably are, because you never made it, because you're messaging a part-time radio host in Tampa for music. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not talking myself down, because I am the future of this business. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, if you're messaging me, I have some connections, but my connections aren't powerful. You know what I mean? Like, there's some very important people on radio that I could call up immediately if I'm having a panic attack. Like, Reezy dying last week was heartbreaking for me because Sean Cerulli was, like, a legend in radio, and I could call him whenever, and he did a lot of favors for me. But just because I know big radio shows, and I'm not name dropping, that doesn't mean anything. I text them back and forth. All these musicians that message radio people think that within the business, I can just go, hey, 97X, want to play this song? Okay, let me get it on the flash drive. I'm going to plug it into the computer, and then you're going to be famous, and you're going to be the next Bon Jovi. It doesn't work that way. Like, every radio person has connections. They know people, but those connections barely do things for you. So if they barely do things for you because they're barely growing talent, why would I have any pull when I'm trying to grow into business? And it might sound like I'm being a douchebag, but I'm not. I would be a douchebag if the people I was ranting about were trying to converse with me, and then I mother-effed them and made fun of them. But they're being assholes, assuming, oh, you gotta listen to my music. It's a song that sounds like Led Zeppelin from 1974, and I've spent 57 years doing the song and wondering why I've never made it, because I don't have a creative bone in my body. Good riddance. Enough of it. You want to check out my music? I think it'll really put you in a good mood. And they're always the most boomer accounts, too. They're the ass wipes that have the same little dumb selfie of them in their front seat. They have that as the selfie picture as their profile picture, and then they have it zoomed in on their cover photo. Like, woo, I'm a Gen X deadbeat father. Woo, I'm going to make it in the music business. I've been saying that since 1980 when I graduated high school. I'm going to be the next Gene Simi. Oh, stop. How does it feel, douchebag musician, douchebag deadbeat father, to know that I'm more successful at age 27 and I've done nothing with my life? Anybody I work with is more successful than you. And I'm not being a douchebag, but go away. Oh, did you guys hear about the grand old holiday we had last week? No, Labor Day is next weekend. No, it's not that I'm turning 28 next week. Oh, just dig the hole already. It was National Radio Day. Woo! A celebration to a medium that underpays everybody that works in it, unless you are the main radio person. A business that overworks everybody and doesn't give anybody any raises. A business that will lay off a whole team and then put one person in charge of eight different things. National Radio Day. I love every second of my job, but National Radio Day. Here's my resume of me when I worked in crazy radio in 2002 and I had blonde tips in my hair. Woo! I used to be like that. The last few years, be like, this is when I interned at Dance Factory Radio in Chicago. This is a, who cares? Everyone knows I work in radio. It's like saying, National, I'm a janitor at a graveyard. Like, it's a dying business. It's not dying. Like, we're all dying, so it's not bad that it's dying. But you don't meet any 12-year-olds that go, oh, my God. I mean, besides one or two radio shows in each city, no one's going, oh, my God, I love radio. I love that DJ that talks for 5 seconds that gets no opportunity for growth because the program director's not growing any talent. Woo! National Radio Day. I'm just saying. It's the same thing I heard over and over again at the bar at the morning show boot camp that nobody would ever say in any of the classes. But the lack of growth, the lack of growth, the lack of growth. You go to the morning show boot camp every year, the radio conference, the lack of growth, the lack of growth. Well, we're all getting older. I'm in my mid-40s. Here's the lack of growth, the lack of growth. Oh, but National Radio Day, huh? I'm just saying. And then you see some of the boomers that like had a radio show that worked for their time. And then when social media came around, they weren't good anymore. Then they spend National Radio Day letting us know radio sucks because I can't treat people like a misogynist. Radio's dying because I can't do fake prank calls. Radio's dead. I mean, radio's dead for other reasons, but not because you get to, not because you're not able to do your thing. That's not why radio's dead. Radio is dying because it's just, probably shouldn't have said that. It's alive and well. No one picks TikTok or podcasting over it. So I was at work the other day. It was like 5 in the morning. I left my wallet in my car. I work from 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays at 102.5 The Bone. And our parking lot is right next to an apartment complex, two apartment complexes. And what was funny is I went to my car to grab the wallet at like 5:10 a.m. and it's dark out. And because there's no lights in our parking lot, because like the lights are broken or whatever, really safe. Basically, what happened was when you go out there, you can see everything in the sky. You can see the moon clearly. So I'm out there just hanging out for a second, looking at the moon. It was a full moon. It was a nice night. I'm appreciating the moment. And then all of a sudden at 5:15 in the morning in a dark parking lot, this guy goes, hey, are you a security guard? Like, no. And I start walking and he goes, there's two people. And I think what I'm about to tell you, I think this dude was projecting himself onto me. He was like, there are these two neighbors of mine who I think are really high on drugs and I need to talk to a security guard. And I was like, hey man, you should call 911. And then this is when you know the person's not good, is when they don't have a phone, not even a flip phone. He's like, well, I don't have a phone. And I said, go to 7-Eleven next door and just deal with them. Very uncomfortable. The one time I just want to sit in the dark parking lot at 5:15 and look at the sky, not like a psychopath. The one time I want to do it, someone has to be there. Heaven forbid crazy people be in dark alleys, be in dark parking lots at 5 in the morning. It's kind of their thing.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I'm out of breath, man. I'm out of breath. I'm already sweating this apartment. Woohoo!
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram is the best DJ, not just in the Bay Area, but the whole world, and that he runs the kick-ass company known as West Chase Printing and get posters, yard signs, business cards, and more. When you get that invoice after getting the thing you're going to buy, when you get that invoice, tell him that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, because he was going to hook you up anyway with a great deal. But when you say Hoppy Hour, oh, yeah, you're going to get hooked up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Board, 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 board. Papa board. Board, 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 board.
Hey.
Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour. Here's Ryan Hoppy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hoppy. 856-494-6773. Between me and Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Oh, and ryanhoppyradio.com. Whatever.
Fetus.
Hell yeah, I do. So I don't know if you heard the breaking news that there is an NBA player who likes to bang a lot of women. I know. Who would have thought that was possible? NBA players just having a lot of sex? That is so unheard of. Well, LaMelo Ball, who is playing for the Charlotte Hornets, which he must just be having sex with so many beautiful North Carolina girls that their parents would have no idea he's banging LaMelo Ball. Because, you know, like when you go to like a city like Chicago or Boston or Miami and they have the side chick look, all the girls that hang out with NBA players, Charlotte's a very low-key city and all the women there are beautiful because they all claim to be religious and they all claim to have morals, but they're a lot of fun in the bedroom. I have no experience with it, but I've heard a lot of things about it. You know, LaMelo Anthony is just laying there and he's like, yes, I might never win a ring if I play in Charlotte my whole life, but I get to have sex with the beautiful women from North Carolina. So he's also been known to bang Tiana Trump, who's made some good porn, and a bunch of other like NBA side chicks. He's 19 years old, right? This guy, LaMelo Ball, is 19 years old. I had a hard time saying it. He's Lonzo Ball's brother, and he's like the cooler Ball. And he's LeVar Ball's son, and he's 20 years old. And I saw this headline from the Shade Room on Snapchat News, and I couldn't believe my eyes. When I saw this headline from the Shade Room, I was in utter awe. And I'm not just saying this. It said, is LaMelo Ball being preyed on by a predator? And I'm thinking, not LaMelo Ball, NBA rookie of the year, likable guy, has banked half of Charlotte, North Carolina. He's a victim of a predator? No way. So I click on the headline. And you'll never guess how LaMelo Ball has been preyed on by a predator. No, not his money was taken from his bank account. Not that type of a predator. No, no, no. Not a home invasion. He's having sex with a woman who's 15 years older. Whoa! That's it. Everybody's trying to make a big thing out of it. She's taking advantage of him. I'm like, no, he's probably laying the pipe, bro. It was so weird. It was like that fake wokeness where it's like, is he being taken advantage of? No, 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 no. When he's laying there in his mansion overlooking downtown Charlotte or wherever the hell he lives, if he has a house in Los Angeles, when LaMelo Ball is banging older women, he's not going, no, no, no. He's actually going, yes, yes. Just trust me. Like, not everything in this world needs to be super woke and overthought. I am the king of overthinking. And trust me, he's having a good time. Speaking of having a good time, I saw the most 2021 thing of all time. It was this hot-ass teacher on TikTok dancing in the middle of the streets by a bar with the caption, celebrating the first week of in-class learning. And there she is, shaking her ass in a nice outfit. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. It wasn't that dirty, but it was a little promiscuous. Like, her top was showing some skin, but there was nothing wrong with what she did. But it was a very fascinating look into society by watching this TikTok. And what I mean by that is just how things have become so open in 15 years where it's right in your face. And in some cases, in examples like this, it's right in your face. I remember 15, 16 years ago when I found my teacher's MySpace and she had like four pictures and it was her at the bar really drunk around some guys and there was a little bit of cleavage. And I was like, oh, it's so creepy to think about now because she's like 40 now and I was like 12 years old. But I was like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, she put her profile on private. And all of a sudden, I didn't send her a friend request. I didn't message her on MySpace. But all of a sudden, her profile went on private. And then she was weird to me the whole rest of the year 2006, 15 years ago. What the hell? So what I'm saying to you is this. I love how back in the day, teachers were so prude. And now you got this girl on TikTok going, woo, I got a nice ass. And I just got through the first week of in-class learning. Here's the best part about this TikTok video I saw was the comment section. Because like, for me, I graduated in 2012. So that was kind of the beginning of like social media with teachers being on it. But it was still pretty early. Like, my one teacher that I'm friends with waited until I graduated to add me. Like, I'm friends with four teachers. They were all dudes. Oh, man, did I want to bang with some of those female teachers. Oh, the way they would, like, touch my arm and say good job. Oh, it's all I needed. But here's what I'm saying. There wasn't that much that you could imagine your teacher doing because you couldn't see their profile. So you never saw them in a crude manner. And I'm not saying this 20-something teacher in a nice outfit is being crude, but it was the comment section that was utterly bizarre. Because one third of the comment section was like, damn, girl, I want to plow you in your nicest outfit in your classroom. Yeah, I want to plow you. Two thirds of it was, damn, you're such an inspiration. And you're doing so wonderful. And then one third of it was, you are the best teacher ever. I love Mrs. Jenkins. Oh, she is so wonderful. And I was like, huh? It was so weird seeing a comment section on a teacher's profile. And one third of it was like, I want to do nasty things to you. One third of it was, you go, girl. And then one third of it was like, you're the best teacher ever. It was the weirdest little mix of things ever. Kind of like this segment when I've talked over myself, but I do that every segment. So in some ways, I'm like the comment section of a teacher's video. Just less sexy.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Ah, this following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. At AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that Amir is the best MMA trainer in the whole Bay Area, I am utterly a man of my words. If you go to AmirAcademy.com, you can sign up for classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. You will see me there getting my workout on. But it's not just about the workout at Amir Academy of Martial Arts, because anybody can buy a boxing bag and just punch it in your garage. Anybody can do that. You can go to any run-of-the-mill boxing gym and hang out with some midlife crisis guy who thinks that Tool is the best band ever and he's got a boxing gym. But with a mere academy of martial arts, you're going to have class. You're going to learn life lessons. And you're going to see my baby giraffe ass punch a boxing bag. So isn't that good enough?
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
What?
Really?
Oh, really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I don't know.
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid. Hey, shut your hat.
Hoppy's mind is like a circus.
It is.
And you're all invited. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah. Did you hear the breaking news about OnlyFans? If not, I'm going to tell you the breaking news. Unless you're listening to this a month later and it's not breaking news.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
OnlyFans. To the pressure. OnlyFans drops planned pornography ban will continue to allow sexual content. How about your morals now, bitch? You are no different than the girls doing porn. And if anything, the girls doing porn and the guys doing porn or whatever the hell you identify as, you're more genuine because you're putting your body on the line. These executives are like, we're going to make OnlyFans the next big streaming service because that's just what we need. Another Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Paramount Plus, HBO Max, Disney Plus, Cinemax. Oh, that's just what we need. Another streaming service, but it's OnlyFans with sexy content that I could get the dating advice from YouTube. What a brilliant idea. The whole point of you OnlyFans was that somebody could be a fan of the person that's having sex on camera and then message them. And even if that whole message that you're sending is going to an intern, you get the idea that you're talking to the girl in porn. And how do I know that when you're DMing a girl in porn on OnlyFans that you're talking to the intern and not the actual actress? I will tell you this. It's not because I know for an absolute fact, if the girl is very popular and she's getting back to you, it's kind of like when you can text Gary Vee or Grant Cardone or all those manly guys who trade stock and were born into trust funds, Gary Vee, and somehow made it big, Gary Vee, and say outrageous things like life is long, it's not short, Gary Vee. Whenever you text any of these people, a girl in porn, Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, anybody, like if you text 856-49-HOPPY, I'm going to get it. And even when I start getting 10,000 messages a second, I'm going to try my hardest to reply. But all these people have teams that reply to the messages. And how do I know this? So I'm always looking for a second job, like on Craigslist or Indeed or Job Recruit. And I will type in keywords like promotions, social media, podcasts, even radio jobs. And a lot of times when you type in social media or podcasts, it'll be like OnlyFan. It's not like promotion sidekick, but you have to be really good with video, which is why I haven't done it. But being a dude who didn't get laid for 21 years, damn right I would know what to say to that person to get them to keep paying the 50 cents to message them. Because the whole job, I've seen it everywhere, is like, you can be a part of the team of Scarlett Johansson or whatever. I just made up a name. But Scarlet Sky. You can work with the Scarlet Sky team, and it smells like semen everywhere and daddy issues, and you can use that laptop to message fans that are really desperate and going through a divorce. Yeah, no thank you. Like, I probably could have applied for the job, but I have some morals. Why? Because I got catfished, so I know exactly what it's like to talk to something that doesn't exist, even though she did exist, but that's another day for another time. OnlyFans dropped plans to ban pornography less than a week after the UK content creator announced that they were not going to. Here was basically the problem. Was Adam22 from the No Jumper podcast, he creeps the hell out of me, but I find him fascinating. He was on TMZ saying that him and his wife were going to create a service. And he's got a lot of clout within the hip-hop community, so I'm sure he could have got with a tech company. All these girls in porn were like, I'm going to make my own app. I'm going to make my own app. I'm going to make my own app. Like, I think OnlyFans thought all these girls were just dumb whores that had no tech mind and had no idea what they were doing. And frankly, it doesn't matter the gender. There's a lot of people in porn that are really dumb. I've met some of them. Very nice. Not a lot going on there for any gender you identify as. But at the same time, there are a lot of business savvy porn stars that don't want to lay it on the line until they're 50 and they want to retire at 43. And they know exactly what they are doing when they promote themselves. And I think OnlyFans thought every single person in porn was dumb, but they didn't realize that they were tech savvy. And they're like, yeah, actually, wrong button. Actually, yeah, about that, you can keep getting DP'd on camera. We're not going to judge. But they do need to figure out the whole underage porn thing they were having going on there. That wasn't really acceptable. I mean, that's kind of where you cross the line. Speaking of OnlyFans, Malin Ward, who was on Boy Meets World, I guess, she blocked me on social media because she was saying that she would have made it as big in porn if she wasn't on Boy Meets Girl. And I tagged her and said, you look like every girl in porn ever. You just don't have the talent. And she didn't really take that well. I'm surprised. I would love getting that delightful message from an angry 25-year-old Ryan Hoppy. Well, here she is talking about the big money she made. This is from a few days ago before they got rid of the ban from OnlyFans. Here is Malin Ward. Guys, don't pretend like you don't know who I'm talking about. Here she is talking about how OnlyFans was being cowardly.
You've been making six figures a month on OnlyFans.
Yes.
And now the guidelines are changing. I'm just wondering, what do you plan to do once they change?
You know what? I am totally just taking it as it comes right now. I'm only.
Yeah, you are. Also, the outfit she's wearing, it looks like she's about to do like a sex tape where she bangs a paparazzi. Because she's showing a lot of her boob, which is completely fine. You can do whatever the hell you want with your body. But if I was walking around and I had no idea who Malin Ward was, I would go, that girl's in porn. She just has that look. She has that energy of, I take penis on camera, which is completely fine, but you can't deny the energy girls in porn give off, and guys in porn.
OnlyFans really hit the sex industry and everything with this whole thing about no porn on OnlyFans. I mean, how is that even possible?
Right.
Really? But I have to say, my business has gone up since then, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've gotten more.
Everyone's been re-watching Boy Meets World.
More subscribers and people are really more willing to support. I think everybody should just stay where they are right now.
Yeah. I'll keep paying no money and going to Spank Bang for 50-minute clips. And no, I'm not watching all 50 minutes, but I like seeing different positions. Never mind.
It definitely, sex workers are looking to other, like, alternative sources.
And I think this is just a wake-up call that sex workers are not dumb. You know how they're not dumb? You know the utter proof of how a sex worker is not dumb? They're having sex with you. They're making it happen. They're having sex with, let's say, Ron Jeremy back in the day. Not everybody looks like James Dean. A lot of them were ugly. And the fact that they were able to keep the ignition going for 50 minutes and make it look like they were having fun, we should treat them like they have a PhD. because they're smarter than you and they're more talented than you. And you don't want to admit it. But I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. So I went to a cell phone shop last week with my girlfriend. I'm going to keep this very short. But this isn't really about the experience with my girlfriend. But whenever I go to a cell phone shop, I just feel like I'm going to get like ripped off. Like, you can go to a reputable car place. Like, I've had to get a few cars the last few years. Like, I totaled one. My mom totaled one. And my rich uncle saved the day. And, like, if you really do your research, that used car salesman attitude doesn't really exist if you do all your work online. Like, you work ahead of time. But there's something really snarky and smarmy about cell phone dealers where it's like, let me explain to you that you can get this really shitty phone, but you can help me pay for my sushi day tonight with the girl that's only with me because of my money. Buy this fucking phone now. I'm with my girlfriend. She likes a Google Pixel. Who doesn't like a Google Pixel? Nobody. But literally, she loves her Google Pixel. She wants the newest Google Pixel. Her phone wasn't really charging well. She needs a new Google Pixel. She goes in there and says, I want a Google Pixel. They don't have them. They go, but we can get you a Motorola phone. Like she wants a phone, even though it's new. Saying you want Motorola is the most 2002, I need a cell phone in my pocket after 9/11 to be in touch with my family thing ever. No one goes, oh my God, I need Motorola products. But he kept pushing, you gotta get this Motorola phone. You gotta get this phone. Oh, do you know you can get Hulu and Disney Plus? Please shut up. I hate when you go into a cell phone shop and they try to tell you what you want because they're trying to make a sale. How'd you do it? Do it. Can you just buy this phone so I can buy out the bar tonight? As the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company said it to me, I hung out with them 18 months ago at this fair. And there was a bunch of douchebags because this was in Tampa. And they were flexing. And they had nice jewelry. And they were dressed nice. And they're doing that weird thing where they're letting you know they got nice items. And what was funny about it was I said, man, there's a lot of douchebags. And Pete from Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company goes, yeah, they're $50,000 millionaires. I said, what do you mean? And he goes, well, they make between $50,000 to $70,000, but they dress and buy items that make them look like millionaires. And that type of mindset of, ooh, look at me. I got a nice watch, blah, blah, blah. I got That whole mindset is somebody who would work as a car salesman. Bro, I got to get the latest upgrade to my car and Magnum condoms and a Mountain Dew. I got to be really cool, man. I'm just saying, they are not trustworthy. Speaking of something that's weird, speaking of a $50,000 millionaire, so there's three floors at my apartment. The first floor, let's see how many there would be for three. The second floor and the third floor. Oh, makes sense. One plus two. So literally, on the first floor, you go by, you can either walk up the stairs at all these different buildings or you could take the elevator. Well, I would say 99.9% of the people that live in this complex always have their shades closed. So, you know, like when something new happens to your eye, it's like an eyesore where you're like, that's weird. Like, let's say you're driving down the road and the McDonald's closes and the little M is not yellow anymore. So you're like, oh, that's different. Well, all of a sudden, this new dude moves in to the apartment that's right by the front entrance. And I'm like, oh, that's different. He's leaving his apartment completely wide open to show off his items. And he looks like the biggest Chad ever. And he wears fishing shirts all the time. And he just looks like a douchebag with a small penis who is a trust fund baby. Because here's what he does. And let me know, 856-49-HOPPY. Text me, email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Call me, 856-494-6773. I will get back to you. Tweet me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Do you do this? Am I just being judgmental? Well, I am being judgmental, but do you do this as well? Do you leave your blinds completely up to show off your nice items at an apartment that had a murder? Because He lives right by where the apartment had a murder. He's like, oh, look, I got a treadmill in my one-bedroom apartment. I got a whole little area showing off my Jordan shoes. I got a nice laptop and a flat-screen TV. Oh, and I got bottles of vodka right in the window. And this isn't me peeking in the window like a creeper. Everyone notices it. Talk to it about my girlfriend. She noticed it. She saw him naked. I heard other people talking about it, and it's like, how sad are you that you have the narcissism that nobody's going to break into your place because you're a Chad and you're a trust fund baby and everything's been given to you? And how lonely are you that you go, I must show the world my patron. I won't be able to get through the day unless I let somebody know that I drink Patron. Well, I mean, it would make sense when you get whiskey dick.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Why can't I fit into this Magnum condom? For many reasons.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. He is over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. Let me take a deep breath. I bought this coffee for $5 and it has 2 espresso shots and I haven't drank all of it. Oh, pumpkin spice. Get in here. Get over here. By the way, enough of the curmudgeons. I'll get back to Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. Give me a second. By the way, if you're hating on pumpkin spice, you're a tool. Is pumpkin spice the greatest thing ever since sliced bread? It's okay. But is pumpkin spice fun to drink? Yes. And Rich Keeley likes it. He likes his pumpkin beer. So go to Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at richkbarber.com. When you go to richkbarber.com, you can sign up for an appointment, but you got to do it ahead of time. You got to do it ahead of time. Oh my God. When I tell you, you have to do it ahead of time, you can't just show up. Rich Keeley is the best barber in the whole Bay Area. So let's do some logic real quick. If I'm telling you about the best barber in all of the Bay Area, he's probably really busy. And you can't just walk into Salon Loft next to McDonald's on Kennedy Boulevard at Rich Keeley Master Barbershop and get a haircut. You got to sign up ahead of time at richkbarber.com. But when you do, and you book that appointment, and you can sign up to be on the waiting list. When you book that appointment, and you sit down in that chair, and you're around the greatness that is known as Rich Keeley, tell him I sent you, and he'll fuck you up.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
It was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole 2 towns over.
Ybor City.
Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept.
Yeah.
A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
His Midwest accent and rants are like endorphins for your workout. You are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
DJ HOPPE in the house. There was this video I made in high school for our morning announcements where I went, yo, this is DJ HOPPE, and I'm here to tell all y'all about the upcoming dance or something like that. It was horrendous.
Yo, what's up? Baby,
let's go. You know what is up? Not my penis when I was a teenager, because I did not get laid. You wonder why I waited until I was... Not waited. Yeah, it was my choice to wait till I was 21 to get laid. Oh, yeah, I was doing that out of the prophet of God. Not that I was trying or anything. I remember one time I was living at home in Illinois. It's like 2014. I was like 19. I think I just turned 21. God, time, Jesus. Remember, I was doing my radio show at WNUR. 89.3 FM, and I remember I was really hyper, and I was, me being hyper. And I was like, hey, and I did like a here's what's coming up video. Like, hey, here's what's coming up today on WNUR 89.3 FM, the Hoppy and Super Rich Show. And I was really hyper. And at the end, I said, let's go. And I was talking to this girl who went to the University of Wisconsin, Kenosha. So it wasn't that far of a drive. And she was like, oh, I bet you have the best radio voice ever. Are you like Ryan Seacrest on 103.5 Kiss FM in Chicago? Even though he's doing his show from his mansion in Los Angeles and lying to 150 cities, pretending he's there. And I go, yeah, my show's kind of like a talk show, you know? And then I was talking to her while I filmed the video and I posted it while I was at WNUR and I was in the room about to do my show. And you know when somebody blocks you, it goes like Facebook profile. Let's just say I didn't say anything to get her to block me. But seeing me hyper doing a here's what's coming up in my show video, yeah. Let's just say I wasn't waiting to get laid.
Oh, he got a fetus.
Ongoing feud between Kanye West and Drake is seemingly far from over as Kanye just leaked his Toronto address not too long after Drake dissed him in a new rap verse.
Drake versus Kanye. Forget about World War III that we might get into because of Joe Budden. No, Biden. I mean, I'm just kidding. That was a bad joke. It made no sense. I don't know why I would compare a crappy rapper to a crappy president. That was the whole point. Who cares if Joe Biden gets us into another war with his dementia and the I like to touch people in a weird fashion. The new war is Drake versus Kanye West. People that have never beefed ever in the past. And all of a sudden, they have new music coming out this year. Kanye's working on Donda, whatever the hell he's doing, living in Atlanta. Why would you want to do that? Living in an Atlanta stadium. Why would you want to do that? And then you have Drake, who hasn't made music in 3 years and probably should quit talking to Millie Bobby Brown. All of a sudden, these two are beefing. Publicity stunt.
Let's get into it.
After many years of tension, Drake and Kanye West's never-ending feud has been reignited over the past week.
But it's what is this never-ending feud? If there literally was a feud with Drake and Kanye, it was a nothing burger. Remember Nas versus Jay-Z? You had Ja Rule versus 50 Cent. You had Eminem versus anybody that his eyes laid upon. Oh, but the war between a pretty boy from the suburbs of Toronto and a sociopath. So riveting.
After Drake appeared to diss Kanye in his verse on Trippie Redd's latest single, Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
In the verse, Drake raps the lyrics, quote, all these fools I'm beefing that I barely know, 45, 44, yeah. Burned out, let it go.
Got it.
Yay, ain't changing shit. For me, it's set in stone. Fans are convinced he refers to the fact that Kanye still has yet to release his upcoming album Donda after continuously changing the release date and making false promises.
But he is performing in Chicago, and I do predict he'll like drop a whole world tour. He's doing something. Drake's an idiot. Drake's like, you're postponing releasing the music, which is going to get you more listens and clout. Listen. Kanye West hasn't been good in about 7-8 years. But gosh darn it. Was 2004 through 2014 Kanye West really good? Oh, it was good. Oh, it was really good. You can hate on him all you want because he can be annoying. He loves to hear himself talk and none of it ever makes sense. Some of it does, but then he'll say like two smart sentences and then start talking about how him and Kim Kardashian almost got an abortion. And you're like, Kanye, whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on. We don't need to know all that. There's a lot of flaws with Kanye West. It's also a lot of good. 2004 through 2014. Oh, man. He was the man.
Some rumors have also surfaced alleging that both the rappers are waiting for each other to release their albums so the other can drop it on the same day, leading to a tense battle on the charts.
Bingo! Voila! I called it. And every time somebody has released music on the day of Kanye West, he won. Remember Watch the Throne with him and Jay-Z? in 2011. I'm sure he was going up against Wiz Khalifa or Mac Miller. Or, man, who else? Who else was releasing music then? I don't know. But I know for sure in 2007, I think it was the Amusement Park CD that 50 Cent released, the one that had like Amusement Park and it had the song with Timberlake and it had the song with Akon. That CD in 07 premiered on the same day as The Graduate. And The Graduate's got Flashing Lights, got Can't Tell Me Nothing. It's got all those songs. And then 50 Cent lost and didn't get as many CD sales. And the sentence CD sales is very ancient. Kids, there was something called CDs. I'm just saying, Drake can talk all the crap he wants about Kanye West, but Kanye will, without a doubt in my mind, get more listens than Drake at the end of the day. Drake's just barking up the wrong tree, thinking he knows everything, and he should just stay away from kids. I didn't say that. No, I would never say 856-49-HOPPY.
It's like okay.
Wrong button. 856-494-6773. Oh, no. This next headline. I'm now going to be able to sleep better at night. Now that I know. Like, tonight I was going to have average sleep. But now that I know that Hailey Bieber supports Selena Gomez, oh, that sounds healthy for Justin.
No bad blood here. Hailey Bieber has once again liked an Instagram photo of Selena Gomez, who is of course an ex of her husband, Justin.
Whoa! Hailey Bieber pressed the like button twice and gave her a heart? Call the presses, which is what they did.
Justin Bieber.
Oh my goodness.
Eagle-eyed fans on social media noted the happening on Elle's Instagram page. The all magazine's
right.
account.
All right, that's cool. There's one thing you can say about Selena Gomez. She always lives in the past. That was a joke. 856-494-6773. This next headline made me crack up. First, let me drink some coffee. No, I'm not hanging out with Tori Black. Iggy Azalea slams Tristan Thompson dating rumors. Tristan Thompson cheated on Chloe 100 times, hasn't been good in the NBA in about 5 years. Iggy Azalea was dating Nick Young, who was playing for the Lakers, and there was that rumored picture where I think it was him banging her from behind, and you saw her really white ass or something, and she always denied it because it was like a screenshot of a sex tape that never got released. So you know Iggy Azalea, who I think needs to make new music. I'm completely out of the loop. I bet she made a new song and I'm not sure. But Iggy Azalea is probably so damaged from dating an NBA player that she laughs at the idea of dating Tristan Thompson, who's probably the biggest cheater between him and Michael Jordan.
Iggy Azalea is setting things straight about her dating life. On Sunday, Iggy Azalea is setting things straight about her dating life. On Sunday, the 31-year-old rapper shut down rumors that speculated she might be dating NBA player Tristan Thompson, tweeting,
"Yeah, if she was dating him, if the headline was about him dating her, it would be, he's dating one of 17 women, including Iggy."
Very weird fake news making the rounds about me dating a man I've literally never met a day in my life. Like, y'all really that bored?
Yes. Second of all, the fact that Iggy Azalea got the energy and got the mindset to reply and let that bother her, oh, she totally had rough, wild sex with Tristan Thompson. I wasn't sure before, but when you're defending it and you care that much, like the rumor mill would have moved on. I've been like, oh yeah, Iggy Azalea would never bang Tristan. But when you respond and you let it get to you, and make some people wonder.
Thing is very, very weird behavior. The Black Widow singer didn't mention Tristan by name.
Black Widow, baby!
In her original tweets, but later addressed that rumor specifically when one user mentioned his name in her comments.
I addressed the rumor because I'm so fancy.
Literally have never even been in the same building as that man.
So they were just on FaceTime. Got it. 856- 49 Hoppy. Justin and Hailey Bieber accused of being rude to a stranger? Whoa! Find out after this.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
One is the meaning of life.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by my podcast, which you're listening to on every single major podcasting platforms by searching up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. Also, every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, listen to Hoppy Hour on ZRadioLive.com, which is also on the Odyssey app. And you can always call me, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. God damn it. All the info's at ryanhoppyradio.com. Not .org, not .net, not .. never mind.
Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour. Live from St. Petersburg, Florida, you are now tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Hi.
Kardashian and Kanye West finally got on the same page after the
good. The kids are involved. You can say what you want about Kim Kardashian having no talent and trying to be a lawyer and Kanye West being past his prime, but there are kids involved.
They're split. Kim Ye were recently spotted having lunch together in Malibu, just the two of them, while their four kids stayed home. Following the
It is crazy to think that they had four kids.
One-on-one outing, a source close to Kim.
They just kept popping them out like a TikTok. Like a tic-tac that is expired. That was a terrible joke.
Exclusively tells E! News, the ex-couple are truly enjoying each other's company and want to catch up from time to time.
I wonder what that means.
Tension has subsided and they are good friends now.
I wonder what that means.
Kim has also showed support for the rapper by attending recent listening parties for his Donda release along with their kids. The insider adds, Kim has been very supportive of Kanye's new album and he appreciates it. He shared his music and ideas with Kim from the start. Mm-hmm. She appreciates his creativity and even asked his opinion for her brand.
We heard
you. They like to meet to bounce ideas off of each other and see how each other are doing. It's all for the benefit of North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. The source explains they both want the kids to be in a healthy situation. Although Kanye is in a good place with his ex-wife, two other Yeezy relationships have been making headlines lately. In the past week, news broke that he and Irina Shayk called it quits after 2 months together, and he then reignited his years-long feud with Drake over some new lyrics from Champagne.
Ah, what a boring feud. So I guess there was a feud in the past. Oops, I spread false news. There was no feud. There were no bottles being thrown in the club, okay? They're just living in their bougie houses. Woo, what a war! Watch out, man.
Fans are calling out Justin and Hailey Bieber after a video of them reacting to being offered flowers from a stranger has gone viral on TikTok. Let's get into it.
It's always fun to daydream about what it would be like to meet your favorite celebrities.
Not really. I've met, like, people that thought they were a bigger deal than they were, and it's not fun.
Like, imagine walking through a farmer's market and stumbling upon Justin.
I don't know why Pauly Shore is coming to my mind the time I met him. I feel like that's just me thinking of Pauly Shore and the greatness from the 90s. Me thinking of Pauly Shore after talking about somebody who thought they were too cool for the room is completely a coincidence.
Justin and Hailey Bieber. For many, that would be like a dream come true, right? What would you say? What would you do? The list goes on.
Got it.
Well, a fan shared a video of this exact scenario happening to her dad on TikTok, and her dad decided to offer Justin and Hailey some flowers. Alongside the video, the fan wrote, "That time my dad gave Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber unopened tulips." And while this seemed like a sweet...
All right. Do I think that Hailey Bieber, as my girlfriend would say to me, is up to no good like all the bald ones are? Yes. Do I think Justin Bieber is a little past his prime? Yes. But it's not rude to decline flowers from a random old man. Hey, Justin and Hailey, you want some flowers? Don't get the hell away from me. So this video was clickbait. I thought it was somebody like crying or dying, and they're like, no, you're a peasant. No, I would not take flowers from anybody. This next headline is infuriating because racism exists, and sadly, so did Dog the Bounty Hunter. That heck,
Dog the Bounty Hunter's daughter Bonnie Jo is speaking out against her father, who she claims didn't invite her to his upcoming wedding, and is because of her support of social justice issues, including the Black Lives Matter movement.
Which is not a surprise, because remember when he was caught saying the N-word? Yeah, there's not really a good thing about Dog the Bounty Hunter. He's never heard of shampoo, he's racist, and he doesn't take a shower.
I am a lawman on a mission.
I'm a lawman. I got a small dick and I overcompensate. And I'm racist. My wife got lucky.
God.
She's in the afterlife banging somebody that's got class and a bigger penis.
On Monday.
It's going to be weird when I die and I go up there and find out that she's having a better life in the afterlife.
Oh man, on a mission from God.
On Monday, the 22-year-old daughter.
And I love when these ass wipes, it's so infuriating. I love when these racist Caucasian people, and it doesn't matter what side you lean politically, but when these racist Caucasian ass wipes go, God, I thought God was this loving being, you assholes, that would accept anybody. God, no. Maybe I'm wrong, I'm not. But I just don't think God would be like, I don't like racism. I think God would probably want it to end.
Of the famous bounty hunter, whose real name is Dwayne Chapman,
I would go by the name Dog the Bounty Hunter if my name was Dwayne Chapman too.
This lengthy statement to Facebook, where she
and then he could name his wife Dwayne Chaplifts,
said in part, "I'm sorry, but I can't defend my dad's racism." In the message, she reacts to a recent TMZ story about their family drama, and claims her dad's fiance, Francie Fran,
who just looks like a real witch.
Revealed why she and her sister Cecily were not invited to their big day.
Because they have a heart of gold and want everything to be equal and fair, and Dog the Bounty Hunter is a racist piece of garbage. Actually, calling him a racist piece of garbage, you're insulting the garbage that is in your garbage can that is not racist.
A rep for Dwayne and Francie said in a statement to ET, Bonnie's allegations are false and a misguided attempt to derail our wedding.
Oh yeah, everybody's going to derail your wonderful wedding. Oh, we can't wait to go and see it on TV. Nothing reeks. Nothing oozes true romance like Dog the Bounty Hunter.
According to Bonnie Jo, she had been participating in an online video series called The System, which she said focused on social justice advocacy and protesting violence and racial bias by police.
Okay.
Bonnie Jo claims Dwayne was fired from the series on account of his use of racial and homophobic epithets.
Remember that?
Toward her co-stars.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Jo claimed a text message from Francie revealed, "The reason I wasn't invited to my dad's wedding is my choice to participate in social justice and BLM protests with the system and not condemn the streaming platform when they fired my father for using epithets."
You know when you're talking to a clear racist, you ever notice that it's kind of like talking to a homeless person that is not all there? Like there's something literally mentally wrong with you if you're judging somebody over their skin color. And Dog the Bounty Hunter completely fits the look of a homeless person and a racist.
In her statement, Bonnie Jo goes on to make several other allegations.
Actually, I would rather hang out with the homeless people on 4th Street than Dog the Bounty Hunter. They have more class and dignity.
...against her father, including that he frequently cheated on her late mother, Beth Chapman.
Oh, man. That's sad because he was like, I'm going to miss you. My dick is so sore from all the side chicks. Oh,
even having an affair with one of Beth's friends while she was in the hospital. In addition, Bonnie Jo said Duane has called BLM protesters thugs and has used horrific language towards the LGBTQ plus community.
All right. Dogged Bonnie Hunter. What a real catch this woman he's with. Oh, I bet she's a woman of class and totally doesn't know what the smell of fish is like.
Bonnie wrote, I was scared of not being invited to family gatherings.
Listen, you're better off. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-4946773. Speaking of daddy issues.
To the internet to uncover even the deepest of celebrity secrets. Just days after Kylie Jenner's second pregnancy was reportedly confirmed by multiple sources, fans are now convinced they know exactly when she will spill the beans.
So I'm going to save it for you because this video is 4 minutes long. The Met Gala is coming up very soon. And I predict that because they're going to say in this video that I'm not going to play, that people are predicting Kylie Jenner is going to announce her pregnancy at the Met Gala. How much do you want to bet that they were thinking about their show ending? And yeah, they're going to get their social media likes or whatever, but they're kind of becoming irrelevant. So I bet Kris Kardashian was like talking to her interns that I'm sure she treats with respect and dignity and pays well. She's like, what are some upcoming social events this year? And they're like, why? And she's like, oh, we can have Kylie have sex 9 months before so then she can get pregnant around then and announce it at an event and make us relevant. I think that's completely what it was. They're like, oh, the Met Gala, the one intern says, and then she doesn't look her in the eye and doesn't give her any credit. And she goes, yeah, you could do it at the Met Gala. And then she's like, oh, it's coming up. And then she calls Kylie and she's like, time to get laid. And she's like, already did. And then her mom's like, that's our legacy. 856-49-HOPPY. Oh, this video I'm not going to play, but it's Offset lighting up when he found out that Cardi B was pregnant in a sonogram. Man, everybody's having kids. And I'm over here pulling out of situations like going to bars. And I'm also pulling out. All right.
Britney Spears' Las Vegas residency was apparently all work and no play. The 39-year-old singer revealed in an Instagram video on Monday that she only went out twice during her residency.
Oh, man. That sucks. sounds like when I lived in Cleveland when I never went outside. Oh, but it was because it was negative 10. 856-49-HOPPY.
One British family got the surprise of a lifetime when Tom Cruise's helicopter landed right in their garden.
Adam Carolla talks about when he was at Jimmy Kimmel's house with like Jeffrey Ross and some other famous actors, and Tom Cruise was invited, and he came by with his mother and brought cupcakes, and everybody ate cupcakes while watching football. And to me, knowing that and knowing other weird things about Tom Cruise, him saving someone's life while randomly landing in a helicopter is probably the least weird thing to happen to Tom Cruise just this week.
Alison Webb and her family were at their home in Warwickshire, England, when they were told that a helicopter needed somewhere to land due to a temporary airport closure. And it was for a, quote, VIP who was running late, she told BBC News. She said yes, telling the outlet, I thought it would be kind of cool for the kids to see the helicopter land in the garden. He basically arrived and got out, and it was like, wow.
And then afterwards, she's like, no, not the roses.
Tom apparently made a great...
I spent so much time watering them, and Tom Cruise had to ruin everything.
Tom apparently made a great impression on the family. Allison went on to say, he went straight over to the children for a chat, then came over and elbow bumped us and said, thank you very much. Then he said, if the kids would like, they could go up in the helicopter.
Weird.
According to the starstruck mom...
Wanna come into my helicopter?
The kids were then taken on a ride by the helicopter's pilot, while Tom...
Have you heard of Scientology? Ignore Leah Remini, that bitch.
Tom attended a meeting near...
How dare she speak the truth? I'm just saying.
Bye. She said, it turned out to be an incredible day.
Oh, thank God.
Adding that the whole experience was, quote, surreal. Tom is currently in the UK filming Mission Impossible 7.
All right. So I didn't, like... meet Tom Cruise in 2003 in Telluride, Colorado. But I was... that was a weird trip. I'll explain it all right now. So my mom knew this religious woman who had like 8 kids, and it was in this nice house in the middle of mountains, and like it was in the middle of like the it was in the middle of nowhere in Colorado, and mountains were surrounding the house. This is like in the summer of 2003. It's going from second grade to third grade. And we were like, hey, we should go to Telluride and visit the town. And we go there, and we were sitting in an ice cream shop. And I remember I was sitting there, and there was like a crowd of like 20 or 30 kids everywhere. And like people were like taking pictures with disposable cameras. And I obviously can't ask my dad for details because he's been dead for 7 years. But supposedly, I don't know if it was my dad or somebody, like was at the urinal next to Tom Cruise, and he was really friendly. I could just imagine you're taking a whiz at the urinal, and he's like, hi, how are you doing? He doesn't seem like he has much of social skills. Where have I seen that before? I'm just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. We got 2 things left.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez appear to be blending their families together seamlessly.
Ah, she can't go a day without a man, and now her families are going to be weird. This next headline. Ah, oh, man. Chrissy Teigen.
It's okay, Tina.
Yeah, he's right there.
It's okay. It's okay, Tina Butter. We're coming. Yeah.
Chrissy Teigen, the hamster.
Can you imagine laying next to that at night? Hey, John, are you coming in? And he's like, I'm just looking for the green light. I'm ready to go right now.
Human butter, we're coming.
Get it, the song Green Light from 08.
Chrissy Teigen, the hamster rescuer.
Mm-hmm.
The 35-year-old model took her 35 million Instagram followers on a suspenseful journey on Monday to find her pet hamster, Peanut Butter, who...
I thought I just got sick with COVID because I just all of a sudden got really nauseous, but it wasn't COVID. It was the fact that she has 35 million fans.
...who had apparently mysteriously disappeared. Rescue 911. Peanut Butter the hamster has been missing for 3 days.
And so is her career.
Hoppy, hoppy, hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.